Ross joined the Air Force in 1974. Initially, he was in Wagga doing his training, and then we were posted to Amberley RAF Base, where he worked in 3AD Squadron, working on the F-111s. He went into the fuel tanks in very confined space and worked on those on two or three occasions. It's very hard to remember because his memory is not very good anymore. After being at Amberley for 8 years, he was then posted to Richmond RAF Base in Sydney, and we were there for a couple of years, and then he got out of the Air Force after 12 years and we moved back to Queensland and bought a home.
For the 12 years that Ross, your husband, was in the Air Force, how many of those 12 years were spent working with these strong chemicals?
The entire 12 years. In 1977, he had half a litre of methyl ethyl ketone, which is a very strong solvent, spilled over him from head to toe. Someone knocked it off a workstand. It was actually in a can, a tin, not very safe. And the day that that happened, luckily someone got hold of him, hosed him down. He couldn't breathe, and in his own words, he felt he was going to die that day. So these solvents are extremely potent.
It's been over 20 years since Ross left the Air Force. What conditions does he have today that doctors believe are linked to his time working with these strong chemicals?
The neurologist that he has seen recently has said that his peripheral and central neuropathy is due to chemicals.
What's neuropathy?
It's a condition of the central nervous system. He has no feeling at all in his feet up to his knees. He has partial loss of feeling up his legs, up his body, no feeling in his hands, partial loss of feeling up his arms, and he has no feeling around his mouth or his nose. He also has problems swallowing food, so he has to eat very slowly. He's had hyperparathyroid tumour removed some years ago. He's diabetic, he's agoraphobic, claustrophobic. He suffers from depression. He has cognitive decline, which means he can't really learn anything new. He also has been diagnosed with dementia, and he has short-term and long-term memory loss. And there are other conditions as well, which I prefer not to mention because they're personal. 21 in all, actually. He has been very lucky because two friends of ours have died from leukemia. The type of leukemia that they had was very rapid onset leukemia. So who knows? It could be one day, bang. We don't know. And that's what we've been living with for a long time.
There's obviously a huge impact on families, and we've spoken to you about this before, Caroline, with the impact that it's had on you. You've been by Ross's side this whole time. Yesterday, the F-111 diesel resale report was finally tabled in Parliament. What did that mean for you?
I did read through their recommendations last night. Some of the recommendations are okay, but as far as we're concerned, because of our case that we have against the Commonwealth, which has been ongoing for 8 years, there really hasn't been any mention of the litigation, whether they're going to sort it all out, have people go to mediation conferences and get things settled. We would like to have things settled. We would like to be able to buy our own home again so that we can have things set up properly for Ross, because he will eventually end up, no doubt, in a wheelchair. An occupational therapist has clearly stated that he will need a wheelchair or one of those gophers, as they call them, down the track.
Ross has been unable to work for a long time. Is he on a disability pension?
Ross gets a disability pension. He also does get the TPI, the totally and permanently incapacitated, a TPI, which means that financially we are not badly off, but we're still paying rent.
You just can't quite save enough to buy your
No,
own house?
of course we can't, because we're 60 plus. getting a mortgage at our age is a problem. Whether we live long enough to pay it off is a problem. This is what it all boils down to. And the fact is, we should not have lost our home. We went from an extremely good income between us back in 1988 and the early 90s to a Centrelink payment and two children to put through school. The impact at that time was really bad. But it's not just the impact on losing our home. I lost a business. I've also lost superannuation and I've lost income because I've always been capable of working. I'm still working. I work 4 days a week. So I've lost a lot myself. And the government does not consider what the women lose as well. And this is something that the women have suffered. So it's not just the men who've suffered, the women have suffered.
Do you think a payment or some kind of compensation could make it easier?
A payment to the women may make things easier for them, but I think most of the women that I speak to, they want justice. They just want justice. They want to be able to live the rest of their lives in comfort. Why not? Because they would have been living their lives in comfort without all this happening to their husbands. And that's the worst part of it, is that you spend your life, you live in limbo. But we are bothering, because I'm not going to give up.
How many years will you be prepared to continue the fight?
Well, it doesn't matter to me. I'm not going to walk away from it. We can't afford to walk away from it. Financially, we can't. So, no, we'll just stick with it.